Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's the author of Black Gold Stranglehold, an excellent book on peak oil being a complete fraud, and that is true. The oil company's own documents, there's so much oil, it's ridiculous. And again, the Republicans and Democrats won't let us have the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. They've given it to Mexico and China. Just given it. Oh, here, have our oil. You can drill it. They've given many other foreign countries the few limited fields that have been allowed to be developed in Alaska. He's written about that. He's written about the open borders. He's written about the American Union. And we're sort of going to the calls. The first one was wild. Let's see what the next caller is like. You're on the air with Jerome Corsi. Reagan in California, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, I have something to say about what's happening with Mexican. In January 2005, the Mexican government meddled with Arizona state law. Proposition 200 that was passed overwhelmingly by the voters of America.
One second here, Alex. One second.
Hello?
Yeah, yes, sir. Jerome, we're on the air.
Go ahead. Right
okay.
here.
Okay. In January 2005, the Mexican government even meddled with Arizona state law when they passed Proposition 200. It had been passed overwhelmingly by the voters of Arizona. And what happened is the measure mandated three things. It required proof of citizenship to vote in Arizona elections.
Alex,
it denied...
1 second here, Alex.
Jerome, are you there?
Oh, hi. It denied... Hello?
Yeah, he's there, ma'am.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
Okay. It required proof of citizenship to vote in Arizona elections. It denied illegal aliens from receiving taxpayer benefits. And it instructed state employees who discover ineligible applicants to report violations in the to the authorities. As a border
Alex, I'm
state...
I'm back with you. I apologize. I had to... As 10 phones came here ringing at the same time.
It's okay. She's
okay.
Bringing up... Ma'am, just in a nutshell, explain what you're saying.
Okay. What happened was the Mexican government... They took measures to defend themselves from illegals who were exploiting the systems, and the Mexican government meddled in that and said, no, you can't do that.
Well,
he's one of the best guests you've had on in your show. What he says about Jewish people, I agree with him. You really can't mess with them. I think they are God's chosen people. Thanks for talking.
The caller was making, first of all, Mexican government treats the Mexican nationals in the United States as Mexican nationals. They allow them to vote.
They have dual citizenship.
They have dual citizenship, and Mexico will go to the mat to protect those citizens under Mexican law. If those Mexican citizens break into property and destroy it on the border, the Mexican government will get them lawyers, try to take the property away from the person who owned it because they're trying to protect their own property. That's happened. The Mexican government is completely one-sided. They just want to... Vincente Fox wants to ship to the United States his impoverished masses.
Look, it's a predatory state contracted
right.
by the New World Order to destroy our sovereignty. They're doing a job.
And, you know, Vincente Fox has no... Let's try to go illegally into Mexico. He'll get arrested. Let's try to have Alex's show in Mexico. He'll be arrested. Try to own a gun in Mexico. You'll be arrested. Any of these things.
Try to be
happen.
An immigrant coming into their country from Guatemala. You'll be arrested.
You'll be arrested or hit upon by the cartels and the gangs, the criminal gangs that are in Mexico. Mexico is not a safe place to be for Americans. So we're going to allow Mexico into a North American union as an equal partner.
Well, sir, were you aware of El Cenizo and all the towns that for a decade don't allow English in court? They fly Mexican flags?
Absolutely. Yes, I am aware of them. And it's happening. It's happening also in California. You've got a number of California towns like Haywood, California, outside of Los Angeles. They voted not only to be a sanctuary city, but a safe haven city. You know, they want the illegal aliens.
But sir, I'm not talking about once or twice raising a Mexican flag. I mean,
I know.
The courthouse has a Mexican flag, and English is not allowed.
I understand.
You don't see the government rushing in with the EEOC and federal civil rights lawsuits there.
There's no ACLU down there protecting Americans, I can guarantee you.
Yeah, well, it's like the pizza place says, please speak English, and they say no way. We'll come
That's
back
right.
and take more calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have produced 14 documentary films. The newest is The Order of Death. When you get it, you get My Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, absolutely free, the re-edited, remastered film. And I infiltrated Bohemian Grove back in 2000. You get that on the same DVD, two films, the price of one. We have new footage inside Bohemian Grove where our Christian conservative leaders engage in mock human sacrifice. Yes, it's true. Yes, it's been on national TV, the footage we shot. Yes, they admit it. Just like they've got Geronimo's skull and Hitler's silverware they eat off of at the Skull and Bones. It's the same crowd. They're totally evil. And once you understand that, you understand everything. You need The Order of Death. It is available. You get Dark Secrets free when you get it at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore. I also carry Loose Change Second Edition, my own film on 9/11, Road to Tyranny, my second film, Masters of Terror, and the newest one, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. You need to have these videos, these books. Great discounts on the video and bookstore. Some films as low as $5.95 a piece, professionally produced. You need to get them. Make copies. Get them out to everybody. Here's the toll-free number you can call as well and order or ask questions. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And last but not least, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, my weekly TV reports, special in studio video, interviews with folks in studio, special reports from Canada, England, Crawford, Texas, that we also do, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films, all my best audio interviews from the radio show, over 1,000 pieces of media there, over 2 years plus running, PrisonPlanet.tv, download, streaming, everything. Get a membership, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, and you get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. And going up next week will be my new film, Terror Storm. All right, right now, let's go back to Jerome Corsi and continue taking phone calls. Brian in Kansas City, you're on the air. Go ahead.
When I tuned in, your guest, Mr. Corsi, was just speaking to having to actually show congressmen on the website he referred to about these things happening. My recollection of like how the process of the European Union was going and is still probably going, where people or the governments were voting on whether to join this or use this currency, this and that. How come it seems here everything's like all executive branch operations of these agencies and things, and where's the Congress on this?
Well, that's an excellent question, and what's happening in the United States is it's all being done under the covers. President Bush has not come forward and explained whether or not he wants to create a North American Union. Didn't put the question to the American people. He just created this department, SPP.gov, within the Department of Commerce, 20-some working groups.
It's the same thing. He's allowed to spy on us, break the law. He's allowed to buy billions of dollars in fake newscasts. He's above the law. If you don't repass the Patriot Act, he'll enforce it without there being a law. He signed a spending bill that wasn't a law. But, Jerome, there's no doubting it. Bush is declaring dictatorial powers, and it has nothing to do with keeping us safe from the terrorists.
And what we're going to do, what we're in the plan, if you read what I wrote yesterday on WorldNet Daily, where I called the Department of Commerce, got this woman, Jerry Word, who runs that group, she wouldn't release the membership names of the people on these working groups. She wouldn't release the memorandums of understanding and other things that they've come up with. Well, I think Congressman Tancredo, starting tomorrow, is going to be in the process of demanding that they release them. Congress does have an oversight function, and if the executive branch is trying to write their laws on their own, which it appears they're doing, then that's a renegade executive department that needs to be stopped right now.
Well, it's not a renegade department of the executive. It's the executive.
Well, it's under President Bush's direction, and it looks like that's his plan. And if it is his plan, somebody's going to get involved here with committing treason because they're creating a new government from within our government.
How stupid does Karl Rove and Bush think we are to call a blanket amnesty plan non-amnesty?
Well, you know, that whole nonsense in the Senate debate, and again, Alex, I'll agree with you, the Republicans, Democrats work. Now, how can you have McCain and Kennedy with a bill together? How can you have President Bush endorsing a bill by Kennedy? I mean, true conservatives, you know, the name of Kennedy or Clinton is like scratching your fingernails on blackboard. But yet, President Bush in the State of the Union talks about how his father and President Clinton are going around as buddies. You know, I was upset about this in the Dubai ports deal.
Well, Hillary's hanging out with Rupert Murdoch.
Well, that's exactly right. And as I point out in the Dubai ports, Dubai is financing Neil Bush right now in his new company and computer equipment, which he's using in Texas.
The Bushes are in bed with the Bin Ladens. They're in bed. That's Wall Street Journal. They're in bed with the Saudis.
And Dubai is financing Clinton just as well. They're giving him honorariums for trips. They're putting money into his library. I mean, you know, I think we've had I've had personally enough of both the Bushes and Clinton. I think that it's
they're globalists.
Time to get somebody else in.
They're globalists, and they want to go into Iran, Jerome Corsi. You got to square that with your views. Why are you in?
Alex, they don't want to go into Iran. They're failing on that whole issue. If Bush wanted to be in Iran, he'd already be in Iran. He doesn't have the political clout to go into Iran, even if he wanted to, and he doesn't want
because
to
because they
it.
Lied about Iraq.
Well, they have no authority at this point to do anything with Iran, and they have no political clout to do it.
Unless
Israel's
there's some
begging them.
Unless
Israel,
there's some event. Let's take another call. Thank you, Ryan. Let's talk to Ryan in the United Kingdom. Ryan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Just want to say support for all the what you do, the 9/11 movement and everything with Stephen Jones. But I've got a question about Stephen Jones and the steel samples that he used to do the test from. Is it a possibility that the steel that he used from the columns could have came from the remaining columns that were used that were left standing after the collapse of the towers, because maybe they, you know, some of the steel that was left standing was cut with thermite just to bring it down after
No, sir. No, that it's, he went. He was, sir. Let me answer your question since you ask it. They went and checked that, and thermite was not used to cut up the remaining steel pieces.
All right, great. Is there any news sites linking to this information, to the actual news on this? Because I've been looking for it, and I can only find sort of like conspiratorial sort of sites that you can't give out to the average bloke, the average public.
Well, it is scientific material, sir, and they're detailed.
Sure.
Reports out there on it. That's a good question. Thanks for the call. Jerome Corsi, are you aware of all the evidence of bombs in the buildings?
I've looked at all that. I've seen a lot of it. I have not gotten into that in any deep way. I'm aware that it exists, but I have not studied it and to be an expert on it. I'm just aware that it exists. I think the one thing I have concluded is that the 9/11 Commission, like every public commission we've had, you know, not just the Kennedy assassination, but you could probably go back to Teapot Dome. These commissions don't really investigate, and they always leave a ton of questions they should have asked out there unresolved.
All right, let's take another call. Let's talk to, who's up next? Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have several questions about Iran, first of all, and some comments. So we don't have any treaties with Israel, is that correct?
Any treaties with Israel?
Yes, we don't have any.
I don't think there's any mutual defense treaty with Israel. No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, we have the non-proliferation treaty with Iran, and I'm just curious what kind of... I don't have the time to read, but I do what I can, and I don't know what agreements we've broken with Iran. As far as I've read, the non-binding temporary agreement that Iran had made with the EU3, the three countries of the EU, UK, France, and Germany, in 2003, because the highly enriched uranium that was found on the centrifuges from Pakistan. Is that correct?
Well, Iran, in the 2003 agreement, Iran had decided on their own unilaterally to resume enriching uranium and processing it. So they abandoned the moratorium that they'd agreed to in 2003.
But that wasn't a treaty. That was just
a treaty. That was just a voluntary agreement.
That was agreement for a limited time.
That's right, and they unilaterally broke it. With regards to the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, I think a lot of the recent IAEA reports have been aimed at violations and lies and deception that Iran is engaged in. So there's a lot of concern. If Iran had been completely forthcoming about all that, they could put those issues to rest. But
well,
they don't take that path.
I understand that Iran has also provided that wasn't in the non-binding agreement with the EU3. They also offered 20 unannounced visits per day anywhere in the country.
No one's ever put up with bigger inspections, and Israel doesn't have to be inspected. A bunch of other countries don't. They were agreeing, and they said, oh, the U.S. wants you for a year to not do this, okay? And then after that, they said, okay, we've done it. Now let us do these peaceful things, and they said no. So to say they, quote, broke something unilaterally, they just nicely made an agreement that wasn't even part of a treaty, Jerome Corsi.
Well, they decided not to keep it anymore, however you want to characterize it, Alex. They went back to resuming the processing of uranium and the enrichment of uranium.
But they cannot build bombs with the uranium enrichment they have now.
They're getting close.
The point is that Iran has been, do you deny they've been trying to go along with this whole global government thing for a while?
Iran?
Yes, they tried.
I don't think Iran's interested in global government. I think Iran is interested in Shiite Islam triumphing worldwide.
Stay there. We got a break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Jerome Corsi's our guest. This is our final segment with him. We'll come back in the final 30 minutes and I'll get into a bunch of news and take some more of your calls. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I have two questions. I did follow that North American summit the Bush had with Paul Martin and Vicente Fox. He labeled it we needed to have a seamless borders with our North American neighbors. Now I know what he meant. The question is, how does Hugo Chavez from Venezuela figure into this? I can't figure it out whether he's facilitating or blocking that effort. And the other question takes us over to Afghanistan. I read in the paper the other day that Condi Rice's former employee, Chevron Oil, merged with Unocal. They have the pipeline deal from the Caspian Sea through Afghanistan. Originally, British Corp out of Argentina had that with the Taliban. But of course, that contract went dead with September 11th. Those are the two questions, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, first of all, with Hugo Chavez, it's hard to figure out his full agenda. I mean, he's rabidly anti-American. He's formed alliances with many enemies of the United States, including Fidel Castro. He's courted Iran. He's actively working throughout South America to try to foment leftist revolutions and support leftist governments. He's reached out to Mexico. I don't know that Vicente Fox has embraced him. I think we'll have to wait until after the 2006 Mexican elections to see what Mexico's relationship with Venezuela is going to be. Your second question about Afghanistan, there's been the Taliban was going to be used. There was two pipeline routes being planned to get Iranian oil into India and ultimately into China. One was across Afghanistan, and the other's been across Iran into Pakistan. It looks to me like the Pakistan route is going to win. It's ironic. I thought it was unusual that as soon as we got rid of the Taliban and had troops into Afghanistan, they announced that Afghanistan has oil. Well, I think that whole region has oil. That's what I wrote about in Black Gold Stranglehold. If you go deep enough, there's probably oil under that entire region. That entire region's bedrock is probably fractured all the way through, which is why in many of those countries you can get abundant oil. Iran just increased its reserves by 25% and has this new field. China did a $100 billion deal with Iran. Iran's probably going to be China's biggest supplier of oil and natural gas for a long time. There's no question that oil has been, in my mind, one of the key elements of why we're in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Of course, let me add this to it, because when we look at the politics of oil, we talk about how we need that oil over there. What about Alaska? We've got tons of oil.
Well, that's where I was going, Alex. I was saying the whole thing is the Middle East has now become our number four or five supplier of oil. There's abundant oil in the Canadian tar sands. That resource extends all the way down to the Rocky Mountains and the oil shale. There's abundant oil in the Gulf. As you pointed out, we're now letting Cuba drill it with China. Mexico's just found the second big well out there.
What about, I mean, did you write, I remember a few weeks ago, I think it was you that wrote it, I just read it quickly, that if they that Iran signs its death warrant if they do start their own oil trading, borscht?
Well, yes, I've been writing about that. Iran has been on the move among a variety of states to have not only oil trading in the euro, but have currency reserves held in the euro. Right now, about 80% of all currencies in the world are held in dollars, and we sell our treasury debt into that market.
Saying our government should attack them just to stop that?
No, I didn't say they should do it. I wrote that I thought Saddam Hussein did sign his death warrant, though, the day he got the UN to agree that he could hold his reserves in the oil for food program in euros. I mean, the way our government operates, they're not going to permit that to happen. They can't. Our government can't afford to permit that to happen.
What do you mean? The government has openly tried to drive down the dollar. Our own government wants to destroy America. What do you mean they can't let that happen?
Our government, I think, would like to have the dollar go down in value so our huge debt is easier to pay back. I for sure think that. And, you know, you deal with the threat to the dollar. China is second to Japan only in the foreign exchange currencies.
That's
right
what
now.
I'm saying, sir. On every place we look at it, the people running America are New World Order globalists. And so they love all this. I mean, you're trying to say they're upset about an oil borscht.
No, Alex, I think, you know, you're trying to get an overall explanation of this. I think this thing is complex. There's a lot of different elements, a lot of agendas going on here. And not all the people you want to call internationalists, who I think are internationalists or globalists or world order people, they don't all even themselves agree. But the point is, what I'm concerned about is the sovereignty of the United States is under attack.
We've got to educate the average Shally Soccer
right.
Mom Joe Sixpack about the American Union.
That's right,
Mr. Corsi. We're out of time. I want to appreciate. I want to thank you for coming on with us. I don't agree with everything you say, but I agree with a lot of it, and I hope to have you back up in the future.
Anytime, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. All right, we'll come right back. Continue with the calls. Cover other news. That was very interesting.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We've had people like Ann Coulter, Michelle Malkin on before, who I thought were both pretty much dithering fools. They just spew a bunch of sophomoric, false conservative baloney. I had Corsi on because I agree with him on NAFTA, on the borders, on the Minutemen, on peak oil. I did not agree with him on Iran. A lot of it's propaganda. And he sounds like a true believer who believes a lot of his own propaganda. And, you know, it's a popular thing to push with some people in certain quarters. But Iran does not want to get nuked. They do not want to nuke anybody. They want a nuke. I mean, let's be honest. They probably are trying to get one. It'll still take them 9+ years to get it. Everybody else is getting them. They see North Korea threatening to nuke us every week, running around shooting test missiles at us that hit Alaska, and they're left alone because they got nukes. So they know that they can be left alone and move forward if that happens. I read the Iranian president's letter, and it was conciliatory. And Bush didn't even read it. This is admitted before he responded and used it basically as birdcage liner. The Iranians had their government overthrown by our government that carried out terror attacks in their country. Of course, he didn't deny that. He's well-read. He had to admit that. So our government has carried out terror attacks in their country to blame it on their elected good government. It was pro-America, wasn't Islamists, none of that. So our government went in after World War II, radicalized the Muslims. That's admitted, part of the record. They did it to, quote, be a bolster against communism. That was more baloney. Our government was funding the communists at the very same time. These evil globalists are behind radicalizing everyone. They want us fighting with each other to bring in a global crisis that brings in a world government. And you heard Corsi saying that Israel is probably going to go ahead and attack Iran next 6 months to a year. I tend to agree with that. They've done it before, and it's crazy. 60% of Israelis are against it. In the polls I've seen, I'm against it. And we could be friends with Iran. Yes, they could be worked with. So could Israel. So could others. But these fights have been going so long that they hate each other, and they're going to kill each other, and there's really not much we can do about that now. And out of this new world order, out of this attack on Iran, out of this World War IV, as the globalists call it, we are simply going to see a loss of our freedoms, a loss of our borders, a loss of our Second Amendment, a police state to, quote, keep us safe from the Islamists. That's it. The war on terror is being used. It's being manufactured, and then it's being used to take our freedoms. Bottom line, you cannot deny that. We are going into the American Union, but they didn't tell us. They told the Europeans. They didn't tell us. We don't really have a choice on this unless we, at the grassroots level, say no to it. And right here in Texas, they've reintroduced the bills. They were close to passing last year, transponders and all your inspection stickers. You're going to have to ride without them. You're going to have to go in and sue over it. You're going to have to go to court. I can't do it all. You're going to have to call the legislature. You're going to have to watch the legislation. I can't do it all. California, Oregon, New York, Indiana, Kansas. They're using your cell phones to track you and tax you. They're going to use that as a transponder, they're now saying. You got to fight it. You got to pick. You heard Jerome Corsi. It's in the documents that he's linked to on the government's own websites for an American ID card. They're already unifying. You think the states just got unified with the feds last year with the Real ID Act? No. This is with Canada and Mexico. And America will be like Canada, where you can't ship stuff. Everything's searched. You have no freedoms. I mean, this is happening. And I love this country, and I'm so sad to see it happening. Oh, but the good news is that even neocon apologists like Jerome Corsi has to admit we're going into an American Union, has to admit that Bush is engaged in treason. You heard him say that. Because they cannot sell their baloney anymore. It just is not working. And I think even people like Corsi are waking up to this. As much as they hate Muslims. And again, it's about 6% of Muslims in big studies over there, even done by those countries and independent groups that hate all everybody and want to kill everybody. 6% are completely nuts. Here, I'd probably say 30% of Americans are the same thing. Turn them into a parking lot. Kill them. Good. Torture's fun. Blowing off steam. 30% of us are frothing demon creatures, and about 6% of the Muslims are. So I'm not saying there isn't real Muslim terrorists out there, but they're few and far between. They're extremely rare. Normally it's provocateur or funded or purely staged. And that's on the record. I'm more afraid of the New World Order than I am of Iran. We had a member of the Israeli Knesset, last year in an open, in Haaretz, say we could use nukes on Europe if they don't pay us reparations for the Holocaust. Nuke Europe? I mean, that's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And they've got the submarines, the German-built submarines, the diesels. They've got fast attack subs with nukes. They've got cruise missiles. They've got fighter bombers. They've got fighter interceptors rigged with small hydrogen bombs. They've got long-range missiles. I mean, they've got 400. I've been saying 400 for years. Now it's 600 is what Jane's Weapons Quarterly is saying. 600 nukes. France and England don't have that many. And imagine being in Iran. I mean, their government has been overthrown by our government before. Before they were wearing turbans on their heads, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? They could have all been dealt with. They could all be friends. They want to be friends. They've been friends with European empires in the past. But they don't want to be dominated. If you were an American and you'd been occupied for 3 years, 4 months, and people were blowing up schools and blowing up houses, and your power used to be on, and now your power's off, and there's amoebas in your drinking water, and your kids are dying, and the birth defects are up 4 times, would you hate whatever government, say Russians, had come here and done this to us? Would you hate them? Would you fight back? Probably not. You know, after all, we're the land of the stupid, home of the cowards. I mean, we've gone from the land of the free, home of the brave, and we were that. The most educated, the most informed, the most untrusting of government, the best shots with guns. We were the best farmers, the best engineers. We made almost all the world's inventions, like 90% of them. 4% of the world had half the wealth. We're now losing all that. We're now the greatest debtor nation, lowest test scores. The New World Order has turned us into a joke. And they're the same ones saying, let's attack Iran. And I'm sick of it. So that's where I stand on that. I was getting Corsi on to talk about the the border stuff and then the American Union, I just couldn't help it, and I opened a can of worms. I can't believe I'm on the air talking about an American Union and the average American doesn't even know what's going on. When I talk to people on the street in cities that I'm not, you know, really had a big presence in, here in Austin, probably half people I talk to know about it, but go, what can you do? But in Canada, probably 20, 30% of people knew what was going on. That's a pretty high number up there. But still, in other American cities, maybe 1 out of 50 even knows anything. I mean, after all, over two-thirds of Americans can't tell you where Iraq is on a map. But they sure want to attack it. They can't find Iran. They don't know what their state capital is. Did you know, like 40-something percent don't know what the state capital is of their state? I mean, people just think you just walk down the street and you live your life and you're free. No, it's got to be fought for. Freedom isn't free. And I don't want to hear the terrorist attack is because of our freedoms. Well, I guess that's true because the government are the terrorists and they're going after our freedoms. They did attack us to get our freedoms. See, the globalists love little riddles that are in your face, little hidden in plain view riddles, little jokes on us. Who's taking our freedom? Who's getting rid of our borders? Who's getting rid of our country? Listen to me. They're putting the transponders in our cars all over the country right now. They're passing laws, fighting to pass them. If they go in, they've already announced, as soon as they go in, just a few roads here and there. Oh, it's a toll road. No, oh, it automatically charges you. Oh, it mails you a bill each month. This is what's being announced. Oh, more and more roads are. Oh, your bill. Well, and, you know, that's how it is. You want to drive, don't you? And they'll gripe about it on TV. We don't have to get to that point. No one is for this. 97% in Texas polls. We don't have to live like this. I talked to even the toll road group party. They don't even know as much as I know. And I'm not even that smart. I just read the documents. You're not doing enough research out there, people, and you're not getting on the field enough. This stuff's so wildly unpopular, if you just get out there and tell people, and I don't have time to go to the legislature right now where they've introduced this. I don't have time to do all this anymore. Okay, I'm working all the time. Just, you're going to have to fight it or you're going to have to live with it. And I'm not worried. I know you're going to end up fighting it. It's just going to get so bad before you do that you may not have a chance to win. We can beat them right now. We can clean their clocks. But you're going to have to get involved right now. I'm talking to the police and other people listening that roll their eyes if they're part of the system. Listen to me. I've done the research. You can do it too. We're not making this stuff up, okay? This is really happening. Now, I want you to face the music and make a decision. Are you going to stand up for this country and get past all the fake liberal and conservative propaganda? It's just all fake. It's about issues of no significance or not real solutions. They just flap their wings, and you sit there and you listen to it on mainstream talk radio. It's going nowhere. They're just passing the hours. I see these rich politicians. I mean, I know Texas politicians that, you know, got into government 5 years ago, and they were living in $100,000 houses, and now they're living in $2 million houses on Lake Travis and driving, you know, $150,000 Jaguars or Mercedes. Where do you think that comes from? They're stealing from you. They're being paid off. I mean, that's just local politicians. I mean, I watch them. People go to Congress with, you know, worth nothing, still owing student bills from 15 years before. They're multimillionaires in a few years. They've been paid off. You understand, every foreign government, every foreign corporation, they just come in here, they sell us out, they pass federal regulations for federal training of our police with guidelines. The cops suddenly hate us, think we're all terrorists. They're given manuals where they say we're all terrorists. The Supreme Court rules we don't own our private property. They rule government officials can't blow the whistle on corruption. No whistleblower protection. I mean, look at what's going on. Look at what we've turned into. It is the norm in history. It happens more often than not. In fact, it happens almost 100% of the time. Let me make that clear. It happens 100% of the time. 100% of the time, countries fall from corruption. It's about a 200-year cycle if you're lucky. We're already 30-something years over that. But it happens almost all the time that this is the proper statement of fact. The majority of the time, countries never even get to be free for a single year. 100% of the time, they fall to tyranny. But rarely do you even get what we've had in America for a little while. Okay? So I just don't believe it. Can't happen here. Government isn't bad. I couldn't believe they'd do something like that. You haven't read a history book, Mac. Okay? They crucify people upside down. They boil them in oil. They literally sacrifice children. They go completely nuts, okay? They have gladiatorial events where they hack children up, okay? This is what always happens. Let me say it again. Always ends up happening, not some of the time. Criminals get into control, and the first criminal that gets into control after the fall of a free country usually isn't that bad. They're just corrupt and smart. Then some more evil group overthrows them to stay in power. Some even newer, more evil group gets in. Then the evil starts fighting with itself. It starts living by terror. The people that have the taste to be able to carry out the type of things that keep them in power don't just do it for power. They're sickos because they like it, because a normal person can't do this. And then you just get total nutcases drinking goblets of blood, running things. Literally, kings on thrones, drinking goblets of blood. That's happened hundreds of times. Blood, literal physical kings having taking baths in blood, okay? Okay, I mean, that's the synthesis of evil. That's what happens. It's like a NASCAR race with 10,000 cars. And they start out, and every one of them's a dictator once tyranny comes in. Every car's a dictator. But the most vicious, the most evil, the most stinking takes the pole position and wins. And you've got these naive people that haven't read 100 history books like I have. You've got these naive people that sit here driving around in their Lexuses giggling and laughing. They'll walk up to me sometimes on the street and laugh at me. Like laughing at me hurts me. It doesn't hurt me. It only hurts me to know what a stupid slave you are. It only freaks me out that you could giggle and gibber about this. This isn't funny, you little weak pieces of trash. You realize how much danger you're in, you fools? We have a psychopathic, Malthusian, social Darwinistic crew. We've got all their declassified documents where they openly say they're going to use terrorism to set up a world government and then have one-child policies and start exterminating us with controlled plagues. IMF, World Bank documents, Dr. Henry Kissinger documents, Australian documents, UN documents, British documents. Dr. Pianca, Dr. Peter Singer, on and on. Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau. Go read it. Go look at it. How did I know they'd carry out terror 10 years ago? How did I know they'd bring in police states? How did I know they'd have urban warfare drills that would lead to troops on the streets of America? Because I read their plans. I went to their drills. I videotaped the Marines training to break your family up, take your children away from you, and take your guns. And put you in a forced labor camp. They're not playing games, okay? This isn't a joke. Now listen to me. A lot of you have been tuning in for over a decade. And you know, unfortunately, the timeline I laid out is right on target, and we're following it right now. Now, the globalists are having a lot of problems, a lot of failures right now. Their program's moving forward, but not without a lot of trouble. It's like a big, giant, earth-moving bulldozer, juggernaut, rolling over us, and we've put a lot of pressure on it, so it's slowed down. They've got to put even more pressure to keep pushing over us, and so it's waking a lot of people up. We can at least ensure that this tyranny doesn't turn into full flower. It's already really bad. You understand they're going to take your bank accounts. They're going to take your pension funds. You're never going to get Social Security. They're going to take your borders. They're going to take your children. Literally, you'll pay for them. They'll live with you at night, but they'll be in school till 8 o'clock at night and forced onto drugs. I mean, this is all official. They're passing federal laws. It's stuff that's so crazy. I read these bills. They're so crazy. You read Army War College plans where they talk about 2020. By 2020, the main job of the military will be implanting you with your brain chip to make sure that we're all part of one community. I mean, this stuff is so fruitcake, Fruit Loop, that it makes my head spin. But you know what? Mexican Attorney General making his employees take it. I have police chiefs on. They go, I've taken it. I want all my staff to take it. I'll be happy to enforce and make everyone take it. I mean, we don't make this stuff up. We have major police chiefs on from, you know, areas with 2 million people, and they're saying it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. We are in a science fiction movie. It isn't 1972. It's 2006, boys and girls. We're in a scary science fiction movie. Okay? Okay? Let me tell you something, officers, people that serve this system, you're where the rubber meets the road. I know a lot of you do this because you think you're good guys, but you're carrying out an overall evil agenda. And you know it, and I know it, and you know in your guts it's true. When you go home, they didn't give you an advisement not to drink the water, did they? They didn't tell you it was full of herbicides, pesticides, chemicals, sodium, stannous, fluoride, mercury, lead, arsenic. They didn't tell you that, did they? They didn't tell you that that aspartame is what alcohol. They didn't tell you when you gave your 3-year-old or 2-year-old that final round of shots and they became autistic. They didn't tell you. See, they didn't care about you, officers. You're not part of the system. They don't have your best interest at heart. That goes for bureaucrats and the rest of you. Now, I have sacrificed my life for this. I have put it all on the line. I put all my chips on the table, okay? Because I know the cost. The least you can do is not poo-poo what I'm saying. The least you can do is check it out, okay? I demand you look at what I've said. I demand that you face the evidence. I demand that you find out that that America is dying right now. The end of America. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you understand? I want you to get it through your head. I'm your friend. I'm trying to warn you. I'm raising the alarm here. Now look at it. Wake up. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I got time to take three final calls here. Randy in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been on your show a couple times before. A quick comment about I want to thank you for your personal, selfless act of going up to the Bilderberg Group and bullhorning them. A little question for you. I took your videos over to the Philippines twice in the last 8 months. And I have a whole group of people over there that are just flabbergasted by what they've seen. It is absolutely amazing. And
it's been on record that the government in the Philippines has staged terror attacks on itself. That's been mainstream news.
Oh, absolutely. They're just absolutely blown away by what I showed them. There's absolute horror on their face when they see these videos because of what's going on. And that ties into the immigration debate. Myself, I'm trying to immigrate a wife here to America from the Philippines, and it's the strangest thing. Since I don't meet certain economic requirements, I can't get a college-educated, three-language-speaking woman in
the
medical field here.
I mean, if you just go marry her there, you should be able to get her in here.
You can't. You have to have certain economic requirements, believe it or not. So any indigenous person can walk across from Mexico.
No, I know. Well, I mean,
and come here, but it's amazing. Someone that speaks three languages in the medical field, a physical therapist, college educated. Since I don't reach certain economic requirements, I have to go through a whole extra set of forms to try to
all
get
right.
her here. Absolutely amazing. And what's interesting about it is I say to my friends who absolutely think I'm nuts and I'm just like you trying to wake them up, but I say, have you ever seen a blonde-headed, blue-eyed Mexican? And they look at me and they say, there's no such thing. It's like Santa Claus. It's like the Easter Bunny. And it's like, no, they just have no reason to need to sneak across the border to come to our country. I asked them, would you give amnesty to a rapist? And my friends say, of course not. And then I say, why would you give blanket amnesty to someone who is raping our social and economic?
I hear you. Your phone's real bad. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you, Randy. David in Illinois, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Congratulations on your Canadian trip.
Oh, thank you for the support.
Scorsese, you were correct in talking about the president of Iran and what he said about Israel and Europe. Scorsese was wrong. In fact, Scorsese was so wrong that he was simply repeating the talking points of Zionists and people who want to be involved militarily in the Middle East. That was very misleading. He's also with WorldNet Daily, and WorldNet Daily is a pro-Zionist organization. That's Joseph Farah. Before the war over there in Gulf War II, Larry Goldstein, president of the Petroleum Industry Research, said if we go to war with Iraq, it's not about the oil, but the day the war ends, it has everything to do with oil. Right after Gulf War, June 21st, 2003, Benjamin Netanyahu, who was the finance minister at that time in Israel, he said that it won't be long when you will see Iraqi oil flowing to Haifa. And that's in Israel.
Yeah, I know, the Haifa pipeline. Thanks for the call. I got to get one final person in. William in Georgia, last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good.
I just want to thank you. I don't really have any comments. I think you're a beautiful person. I know you're going to go down in history, and you're doing everything you can to help out everybody in this planet because the fight's here in America, and I know it's getting heavy, and you're really waking up a lot of people, and I just want to thank you.
Well, no, listen, I want to thank you guys and gals out there that care about freedom and are involved and support us. God bless you, my friend. I always love talking to our callers. Wish we had more time, but we're out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And our big 9/11 conference is coming up in Los Angeles, 24th and 25th. The tickets are going fast. I predict it'll be sold out by next Wednesday or so, a few days before the conference. It's going to be sold out soon. There is only... I think about 100 tickets left, so you better get them now. All right, God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.